This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well, Lance McCullers backed that thing up today, and the Astros are going to try to back him up here a little bit as they are now trailing 3-2 in the 7th inning. Sean Dubin is in the building.
I don't know if that hit quite like you wanted it to.
It hit for me. It's his personal thing. I enjoyed every bit of it.
Lance sure as hell backed that ass up earlier today.
He backed it right up on him. Backed it right up. 12 times he backed it right up on him. Lance McCullers, 6 innings, 5 hits, 3 earned runs, 12 strikeouts, tying a career high. His first double-digit strikeout performance in a game since 2022, September 15th, to be exact, 2022. And this was by far the best outing we've seen from him, the longest he'd gone. He threw 102 pitches. So as we've said, Clint, and I don't think that the pitch count thing has been something. He's been putting together 80, 90 pitches just in, you know, 4 innings or 3 1/3 or something like that. Today he goes 6 and had complete control, just made a couple of mistakes, especially the home run that gave the A's the lead. But he is the story. Also, a secondary story here, Mauricio Dubon entered the game at first base, and that is due to Christian Walker being removed from the game. He did score at the time, the tying run to make it 2-2, but they removed him from the game, Clint and Tyler, after him being hit by a pitch in the hand. So he is dealing with a hand issue. So he is in the game right now. So that is some news to look for and look out for. We'll hear from the captain, Joe Espada, when that game's over and bring any new information we hear about that.
Oh, Joe finna be put in a bad spot now.
What's he going to say?
I ain't talking about with his press. I'm talking about you're going to play somebody over there that's going to start contributing in a bigger way. Even though, look, I mean, I will admit.
It's coming off two home runs, baby.
Christian hit a bomb in back-to-back. Was it back-to-back games?
Yeah, back-to-back games.
But he was turning the corner, but you're going to mess around and put somebody in there that starts making a lot more noise in that lineup than Christian Walker has.
So I'm trying
and,
to do
and
the best I can.
And then you're going to be forced to. As soon as that hand gets better.
Dubon been making noise. And he got, damn it.
That's what I'm talking about. You got Dubon, you got DeZinzo, they got some guys they can put over there that have been swinging it.
I know, I'm just saying, they've been making some noise. Dubon
right,
got
we
Brandon.
We talk about this.
Brandon Rogers again.
That wall is tearing Altuve's ass. So he keeps jumping early, man.
Altuve has never let his height hold him back from what he wants in life. Clint, but today, it is a problem.
Clint, listen, it has held him back. But Clint.
Oh, God, it looks bad. It just looks bad.
Clint, could you explain what we just saw here?
I mean, there's a ball hit to left field off that
on a line.
It was on a line. It wasn't quite a pop fly. It was on a line, and Altuve having a hard time getting back and really feeling the wall. He's getting coming up short and then jumping straight up.
It looked like my damn nephew jumping catchable. For the balloon that floated to the top
that,
of the roof.
That one was hit. Was hit a little more flush than the other one. That one it would have been
that's a
little
tough catch.
But I think a left fielder that's familiar with the that wall and everything probably makes it a better attempt at the catch.
Well, I think the point that gets Tyler is
he's jumping at the wall.
Well, one is just it was the height of a ball that you think someone would have a decent chance at
catching.
Oh, Yordan
Alvarez catches it as his forehead.
Oh, he sticks his glove up.
There's no question.
I think that's the part of it is Zach DiCenzo, if he has to, Zach's 6'5", so he probably catches it through.
I'm not positive Altuve needed to jump a couple of them.
Oh, I think he did.
I think he always does.
Well, I just think you saw that and then, oh, there going. And you saw that and then I think Tyler's like, damn it. Just as he said earlier, regular sized human being is one that comes down with that and gets you.
That short porch in left field and short porch, tall fence in left field is giving Altuve some real problems.
It's like that ball's hitting. He's saying to himself, oh, damn it. Everybody's looking at me. Here it comes again. Yeah. And as you said, Clint, he might as well just turn around and play that sucker off
I'm
the wall.
I'm telling you.
He played it at the wall, would have been a single.
Hey, no question. Look, if I'm Altuve, and I'm being dead ass serious here. The coaching point, if they're not above or below coaching Altuve, when he comes back to the dugout, hey, Bob, here's the deal. You can drift back. You can run back. The minute you hit the warning track, you hit reverse. Back your ass up away from that wall and play it off the wall. Seriously.
The minute he hits the track.
The minute you feel the track, when the turf under your feet changes, you play it off. You play it off the bounce. Play it off the wall. He's not an outfielder.
Now people want to take shots at Tyler because they're mad.
For what? I'm not short.
Hey, Tyler, what region are the Aggies baseball team playing? I can't find them. There's no reason. There's no reason for you to just come out of there. He's short. He's a little guy.
Yeah, just play it off the wall, bub.
Does he have some climbing skills? Can he put his hand in one of those holes where they're... And climb no. And climb himself
if
up.
If he had those skills, he would have used them on one of two or both.
He's got. I think maybe he's got to practice them.
Just practice play the ricochet.
Hopefully, this doesn't turn into a run. That's, and this Lawrence Butler guy. I ain't gonna lie. It just feels like a guy that's gonna get out. So I think they're gonna.
Feels like a guy that's gonna get out.
It seems like a fella is going to get out here. Sean Newman, hopefully he can get this thing out. Because it is just still 3-2 in the seventh. And we've known the Astros to start coming back here in game. So that's obviously attainable. But they got to hold this thing down in this quick little two-game set at home. Again, Lance McCullers, the story of the day, really, really great start. His best start in years. And his best start definitely since he's returned. All right, Clint. This is one thing I wanted to hear, and D'Amico Ryans, the head coach, spoke about his new hire, the man he went and got, Nick Caley, and this is what I wanted to hear because you talked about it during rookie minicamp, what you saw, you were questioning and wondering about it yesterday when talking about things you're intrigued in watching today. This was the first full practice.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
The whole team, the whole offense, most of the guys were there. Here was D'Amico Ryans talking about who I think they're depending on to be one of the big fixes for some of the issues with the offense, Nick Caley.
Hey, Nick is the same. It doesn't change from the moment I interviewed him to his meetings with the players to him being out here on the field. Again, I spoke about it before. You see constant energy from the guy. He's constantly teaching the guys, trying to help the guys as best he can. So he's done a great job of leading the group, leading the coaching staff, leading the players, and I'm excited to see his growth throughout this process.
All right, there is him talking about Nick Caley. He's excited as he brought him in to replace the tyrant, Bobby Slowick, a.k.a. Hal from Happy Gilmore. That guy, he is in there to replace him.
Clint, anybody else's fingers hurt?
No. Somebody else is going to start to. Maybe Davis. But you said, interesting look, rookie minicamp, and I know you were wanting to see what he looked like. What did you see from Nick Caley today in terms of him as the whole team, the whole offense? CJ's there, everybody's there.
Yeah, a little more offensive coordinator centric today. Kind of hanging around, hovering around the quarterbacks as they did some work, some individual stuff. Really more just meeting of the mind kind of deal. Like they were talking about whatever script was coming up next. He's kind of hanging around, having some input there with Gerard Johnson. And then when they all come together, he's obviously the one with the walkie-talkie in his hand, and he's the one communicating with the quarterbacks. More offensive coordinator centric today, and nothing out of the ordinary. Fully what I expect an offensive coordinator to look like. Now I don't from where we're at, we can't. You know, I don't hear or feel the energy, the vibe, the bringing the juice kind of deal. Now I tell you. Not on the Caley front, but Cole Popovich, other side of the field, working the offensive line in individual drills, you can hear him getting after it. I don't know what they're saying. I don't know how Strausser and company was doing it before. I have no idea. Don't care. But I can tell you right now, this cat right here, this Cole Popovich cat.
You were impressed by him.
I mean, he's hands on the knee. Like, if there's two guys going right here, he is 2 foot from them, hands on the knees, eye level with them, telling them what to do, getting it all and snapping it, getting the ball snapped and coaching that drill, coaching that rep. And then he goes to the next guys. Boom, he just steps down and he goes to the next group of guys. There's no standing around and just kind of chit-chatting. There's no standing around and kind of just pointing out a few things that the guys are doing. He is in the middle of it and getting stuff done. Now, he's bringing an energy, you can tell, to that room. That's the one guy. Last time it was Ben McDaniel because he's a little bit closer, and that sucker was getting after it. Today it was Cole Popovich across the field. I had to ask, because they got two or three different position coaches, like assistant coaches and everything, and I'd never seen Cole. So I said, which one's Cole? He said, the one with that beard right there. And, hell, I had a hard time spotting him because he was getting down eye level with them offensive linemen and them drills in the middle of them, right? And so, but once I found him, he was coaching the hell out of him. So the energy they speak of around Nick Caley, I've yet to necessarily see that. I'm not saying it's not there. I'm just saying I've yet to see it. I mean, it's, there's a couple other guys out there coaching their ass off. There ain't no doubt about it.
So yeah, I figured it would. It'd be a different. He'd have a different approach from rookie minicamp.
I think
the full team, and so it would look like more of the supervising, looking, and seeing stuff. Yeah. I do, and plus CJ didn't really do a lot today, so there's probably not a lot of, you know, on the field interaction between the two of them.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. I think part of D'Amico, and I think this has probably been the case all along because I think it's in his DNA, right, he is just a cleats in the turf, coach with passion, coach mechanics and techniques. I mean, he just firmly believes in it, and I love that about D'Amico Rines. You know, I don't know if that plays into account when he's hiring guys. It seems like it has with what he says about Nick Caley and what we see from Cole Popovich, what we see from Josh McDaniels at the wide receiver position. It seems like, you know, that is just who he typically gravitates to in a hiring process is guys that are coaches. Now, we got to get that play call and play scheming, game plan building. We got to get that part of it right. But I have very little to no concern that D'Amico Rines isn't, bringing the guys in here that can coach. Now, you can argue, well, Bobby Slowick clearly wasn't that, and Chris Strouser clearly wasn't that. What the hell happened there? I think D'Amico Rines is more hands-on in fixing what the problems were last year, and it started with the staff. I think I don't know the right moves, but I think the way he leans is some damn football coaches. You know, guys that are passionate about coaching the game and not just at the end of a career floating around.
Another thing, and I know here probably coming up at 4 o'clock, Dirty's Daily, we'll get a more extensive understanding of some of your observations. But one thing we saw, and I know you talked about seeing, was kind of the rep count when it came to the receivers, and in particular, who the third rep guy was. One thing you talked about yesterday was, is Higgins going to kind of get the treatment that they gave Kamari Lassiter last year, and he'd be put right in at the jump? Jalen Noel, what is he going to look like in the fold? But it was, yes, Nico Collins kind of starting off with the ones getting one reps, and then it was Christian Kirk, the new offseason get they got from Jacksonville. But then for you, the third person in this was, and Zach DiCenzo just went deep. These nuts is up right here to tie the game. So Lance McCullers will not lose the game. And
these
the Astros tie it. A big bomb from Zach DiCenzo as this is his second home run. But, Clint, back to it. The third guy that was getting snaps a lot was John Metchie.
Yeah, look, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. It's going to be interesting to see how the Texans handle their wide receiver group. You got two guys that you drafted early. Clearly, you felt there was a need there. And how quickly and how committed are they to getting Higgins and Noel, the two draft picks, in position to actually impact games and produce? Jaden Higgins, the top draft pick from this year, I saw him standing next to Nico Collins in a wide receiver line. And I did not see him in getting any reps in the team period. Not saying he didn't, but I did not see him. Noel got several reps, had a couple of catches. And he's out in the mix. I did not see Higgins. I don't know if it's injury related. I don't know if it's coming off of a surgery after college. I don't know what's going on, but I did not see him. To your point, Ron, I think there is just something with John Metchie that D'Amico Rines, Nick Caserio, I think CJ is involved in it. And probably at this point as Nick Caley, gets involved. There's something about it, John Metchie getting every opportunity under the sun to come into his own and prove that he's an NFL caliber top three or four.
Where was
guys.
He playing if Christian Kirk was out there too? Because Christian Kirk, we've talked about it. The thought is he is going to be brought here to be the slot guy.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting. It was Christian Kirk, Nico Collins, and John Metchie to start. And Christian Kirk and Metchie were kind of bunched up over to the right. And then Christian Kirk went in motion outside of him. So he ended up in the slot. And then Christian Kirk and Nico Collins were in and out so much that it was hard to really keep on who was who. So I don't know exactly where he's going to play. But I'm telling you, he was in a lot today. And getting, it seems like, opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. Now, we'll see what happens when Higgins gets back. But I don't see that changing a ton. But We'll see. It just Mechie. I mean, you're talking about a cat with nine lives. I mean, my man just got. I mean, he is going to get every opportunity under the sun to come into his own at the NFL level.
Yeah.
Looks like it. We'll see when they get full go.
Well, it was a second round pick that they went in.
Yeah.
And I think they also wanted to be fair with, obviously, the year that he basically lost and then what that meant coming into the next year. I am, though, surprised that, especially something you have been talking about all offseason, which the lean was, and by the way, we're still trying to kind of get an understanding of what the offense will look like. But one of the things I know you talked about was it's going to be a much more of a situation of positions, and you know what positions guys play and what they're meant to play. And it's not like, hey, we're going to make you inside as a slot. You're going to play you outside. And I did find it interesting. I could see him getting reps, but I would have thought it would have been him getting reps behind Christian Kirk and not along with Christian Kirk, which means either he is coming inside and bumping Christian Kirk to other places, or he's going outside while Christian Kirk is inside, which you would not think that's where he would be used.
Well, if Higgins isn't going to be in the mix, then you really do have Nico and a bunch of dudes that are interchangeable all over the place. I mean, that's really what you have. I mean, you don't have a true outside guy. I mean, some of the depth players are body-wise, maybe are guys that can play outside, but then you all of a sudden get to a bunch of interchangeable guys other than Nico, and so that's leads to a lot of cut splits, a lot of quick motions kind of deal. I'm looking to this team when Jalen Higgins gets rolling for them to be a true more of 11 personnel team, one tight end, one back, three wide receivers, have two true outside receivers with Higgins and Nico Collins, and then the other guys kind of bounce in and out on the inside.
Text line coming through, Kick Rocks. Higgins was there, saw a video of him.
I saw Higgins there. I said he was there. I said he was standing right next to Nico Collins. I did not see him. Once they started team drills, I did not see him in a huddle going to the line of scrimmage and lining up.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.